Blog Talk Radio.
Let us rejoice and be glad in his day. God bless you today. We want to welcome you this morning, even now, to East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We thank God for today. This morning, as we are starting out this morning, Apostle, they've taken Pastor Mom and to go and see about some things that have been going on concerning her body and make sure that everything is all right. So we're kind of stepping in today. We're going to start off opening up prayer this morning, and then we're going to be praying for Pastor Mom as they go, that everything will be all right. We love you, Pastor Mom, and we thank God for you. And Apostle and Pastor Catherine, we thank you for you all, and we love you too. This morning, as we come, even this day, kind Heavenly Father, Lord, our eyes are upon you. As we come this day, dear kind Heavenly Father, we worship you, and we praise you in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you again that this is the day that you've made, that regardless of circumstances or situations, we will rejoice and be glad in you, who you are, and in your day. We worship you this morning and worship you again in the beauty of your holiness. Thanking you again today for waking us up this morning, for protecting us all throughout the night last night. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us food to eat and clothes to wear and a nice place to stay in. Thank you for giving us a nice vehicle to drive and gas in the vehicle. Thank you, kind Heavenly Father, for health and strength and for the use and activity of our arms and our legs. And we thank you this day above everything else for you, Lord Jesus Christ, for you, precious Holy Spirit, for you, kind Heavenly Father. We thank you, kind Heavenly Father, for the magnitude and the greatness of your love for us, and that you gave the very best that you had to give, which is your precious darling Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you came in the volume of the book to do the will of the Father. And for this, we're so grateful to you, Lord Jesus, for who you are in our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus, this day for your precious blood that was shed for us and for your body that was broken in order to bring us into right standing with the Father, to redeem us, to reconcile us, to sanctify us. Even now, we worship you. Thank you, even this day, glory to God. We thank you even now, Lord Jesus, even now, that because of your precious mighty blood in your body that was broken, that you, Lord Jesus Christ, have ratified a better covenant based on better promises. And so we thank you that because of that covenant, We now have a relationship with God our Father, that we have eternal, everlasting life. And then you've given us life more abundantly. And that abundant life through you, Lord Jesus, includes healing, health, and wholeness, prosperity, plenty, and more than enough, blessed to be a blessing unto others, that it includes peace that passes all understanding, Lord, that keeps our hearts and minds through you, Lord Jesus Christ. It includes your protection, your favor, your peace, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. And then you told us, Lord Jesus, it was for our benefit that you would go away. For you said if you go not away, then the precious Holy Spirit would not come. But you said when he has come, that he would lead and guide us in all truth. He would show us things to come. He would give us the power that we need to witness, to serve, and to love. Oh, we worship you even now, precious Holy Spirit. We worship you, Lord God Almighty. And precious Holy Spirit, we thank you for being our helper today, for being our comforter, the one who is the paraclete, the paracletos, who comes alongside of us and inside of us to empower us to lead a victorious and overcoming life in Jesus Christ. And so we yield to you, precious Holy Spirit, today. We yield to you and say, have your way in our midst today. You know, we don't know what to do as we ought to do, but we know that you're the one that leads and guides us and graces us because you're the spirit of supplication and grace, every earthly blessing, favor, and special ability. So we yield to you today and say, have your way, precious Holy Spirit. And so as we do come today, Lord God, we say, just do what you do best. Lord God Almighty, Lord God, you said if two of us would gather together in your name, there you are in our midst. And we know that when you're in our midst, you're here to meet us at the point of our need. In fact, this program is called God in the Midst Program. Even now, we praise you, Lord God, even now for this service at East St. Louis Christian Center Church. With you, Lord God, in the midst, have your way, Lord God. Don't let us go away from this place the same. In Jesus' name. And then we come and we lift up Pastor Mom this morning as they prepared, Lord God, as she goes to the emergency room. Lord God, we bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every work of the devil and his cohorts concerning us, everything that's not of God. And Lord God, we thank you that as we have continually prayed the word over Pastor Mom, we thank you, Lord God, that your word is not returning unto you void or empty, but your word is accomplishing everything that you please in Pastor Mom's body. Lord God, we decree and declare, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreative miracles, and total recovery in the name of the Lord Jesus to every cell, organ, and system of Pastor Mom's body. We thank you, Lord God. We worship you this morning. We give you praise. We pray for grace for every nurse, every doctor, every technician that will come in contact with Mom. Grace, 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 grace in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then we thank you for a speedy recovery, a speedy healing in every cell, organ, and system of Pastor Mom's body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, then we just thank you because you sit high and you have regard to the lowly. You hold Pastor Mom as she always prays in the very hollow of your hand, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord God, even now for just touching, taking away any pain, any discomfort from her body, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that I'm on this day, better King. And then we lift up to you, Pastor Catherine and Apostle Kizzy, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for their strength today, Daddy God. We pray for your grace upon their lives and their strength, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for undergirding them along the way, Lord God, as they continue to tend to Mom and care for them, for Mom, in Jesus' name. And we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And so today, Lord God, we commit this program to you, this service, not just a program, this service unto you, Lord God. And we say, Lord God, have your way. We love you, Lord. We honor you. We reverence you. We worship you. We magnify and glorify and honor you, Lord God Almighty. And we know that you live. You are enthroned in the praises of your people. And so we say, have your way today in Jesus' name. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you much praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. As we come today, we're coming to open up with also the scripture, which is Psalms 100. Glory to God. I'm going to look at the board while I'm talking. And we thank God today for Joy and Amber joining us, for Joy being our engineer today and for joining us. Is there anyone on the line from there? Yes. So if you will, those of you who are on the line, we want you to turn, if you will, to Psalm 100. Turn with us to Psalm 100. Yes, let's ask Amber to read that. Amber, would you read for us Psalms 100, 1 through 5?
Yes, good morning, everyone. We are the Psalms 100 Christians. We'll be saying for you today, Psalms 100, 1 through 5, all of it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Fill the world with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Amber, so much. I thank you for that. Thank you for reading Psalms 100. And now what we're going to do is what apostles, they do each Sunday is, we're going to ask you, who is the Lord to you? Who is the Lord to you? And so we're going to start first with 201-448. Who is the Lord to you this morning? Area code 201-448. And when you do, tell us who you are as you come on.
Hi, this is
The Lord is awesome, and he's holy, and he's our keeper.
Oh, hallelujah, Minister Rachel. Glory to God. And who is he to you, Amber?
He's the Lord to you.
The Lord to me is awesome.
Hallelujah, he's awesome. Anybody else, Minister Rachel, want to tell who the Lord is to them?
Gabrielle, come downstairs. Who's the Lord to you, Gabrielle?
She's coming. She's making her way downstairs.
All
right. I know he's our old one. What you going to say, Princess? Who the Lord is to you, Princess?
The Lord is an amazing king.
The Lord is amazing. What? Say the last part.
The Lord is an amazing king.
Amazing King. Glory to God. Now, Minister Rachel, who did you say the Lord is to you?
He's my keeper.
He is your keeper. All right. Glory to God. Thank you all so much. And God bless you all today. Hallelujah.
We love you all. And Pastor Mom, too. May the Lord strengthen her keeper in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, thank you for that prayer. Thank you so much. God bless you. Prepare your heart today. We're going to be asking a little bit later on. Today is Pentecost Sunday. So prepare your heart that we want you to give us a scripture on Pentecost and what the day of Pentecost means to you, to each one of us that are on the line today. So prepare your hearts as we're doing that. Right now we're making the declarations right now, but we'll give you time to be able to give about Pentecost Sunday, some aspect and what Pentecost Sunday means to you. We're going to, each one of us going to take, you know, maybe 2 or 3 minutes and say that. Glory to God. So thank you, Minister Rachel, and to your family. We love you. And now we'll open up the line now. Hallelujah. We'll open up the line for 973-640-9936. Who is the Lord to you? Area code 973-640.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Minister. Minister Joanne, is this Minister Joanne?
Yes, it is. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank God for your mother. God said by his stripes, she is healed. So I'm standing firm. I decree and I declare it that she's healed. In the mighty name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Who the Lord is to
In the
me,
mighty name of Jesus.
In the Omega, the beginning, and the end.
Hallelujah. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Joanna. Thank you for that declaration and prayer. As I said to Minister Rachel, we're going to be doing today is Pentecost Sunday. We each are going to be taking about 2 or 3 minutes to say about the day of Pentecost and what the day of Pentecost means to us. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
All right. Now we'll go to the next one. Thank you, Minister Joanne.
You're welcome. All right. Have a blessed day.
Yes, you too now. Glory to God. Then our next one is area code 314-295. Area code 314 and the first digits of 295. Who is Jesus to you? Tell us who you are and who is Jesus to you. Area code 314-295. Do you have your mute on? Area code 314-295. Area code 314-295. All right. We'll go on to the next one. Area code 618-363.
This Pastor Mark.
Hi, Pastor Mark. God bless you today. Who is Jesus to you?
Jesus is my keeper. Amen.
Jesus is your keeper. Hallelujah. Did you want to make any comments concerning mom at all?
No, I'm good.
All right, great. Thank you for being on this morning. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Now let's go on to the next one, area code 314-652. Who is Jesus to you?
Jesus is our healer. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Apostle glory
Pastor
to
mom.
God. How about Pastor Mom?
Pastor Catherine.
Catherine.
Preparing everything. Praise God. Thank you all so much. Thank you all. Thank you, Pastor Price. Thank you, Joy and Amber. Thank you all so much. God bless you. And God
bless
you all. Thank you for keeping us in prayer.
We sure are, and we love you all.
Healer.
Hallelujah. Yes. Say that again.
Healer.
The last part.
The Lord
He's our healer. Hallelujah.
Healer.
And we love you, Pastor Mom. We know you can hear us. We love you, and we thank God for your strength in every area. Hallelujah.
I love you, too.
Ah, that's what we want to hear, your voice. God bless you. We love you, Pastor Mom.
Okay. I love
All
you.
Right. Now, love you too. Now we're going to the next one is area code 314-795. 314-795.
Good morning. This is Sister Carrie. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. He is my strengthener. He strengthens me. So and he's my keeper. That's who he is to me. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying glory to God,
And to Pastor Mom, good morning, Pastor Mom, and everyone, good morning to everyone on the phone, and blessings to everyone, and I just thank God for you all.
Amen, and we thank God for you too, Minister Carrie. We give God's blessing, give God glory for you, and thank you. And now we'll go to the next one in line is area code 615-337. Area code 615-337. Your line is now open. Who is Jesus to you?
This is Mary, and Jesus is my rescuer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Mary. Jesus is Mary's rescuer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Did you want to say anything else?
No, just good morning, and we praying for you, Mom.
Hallelujah. I know she'd love to hear your voice to say that. God bless you. So we love you, and we'll go back. We're going to go back up to one that we missed, and let's go back up to that one. God bless you all. And, again, I'm seeing if area code 314, is that the one, 295? Are you on? We're opening up your line again. Who is Jesus to you? Area code 314-295. Oh, area code 295. All right. God bless you. All right. So we thank God for who he is in each one's life. We saw that you're going to have to do this one, Joy. You're going to have to do this because I may not be able to understand your writing. Glory to God. All right. I'll do it. I'll do it. Okay. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Who would you repeat what everybody said today, Joy?
Mr. Rachel said God is awesome. No, that's Amber said God is awesome. Mr. Rachel said he is my keeper. Gabrielle said amazing king. Sister Joanna said he's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Mark said Jesus is my keeper. Barbara said, God is my healer. Mr. Carey said, he is my strengthener and my keeper. And Mary said, Jesus is my rescuer.
Glory to God. We thank God for who he is in our lives. And now Amber is going to read the declarations today. Amber?
Yes, I'm going to say the declaration. Joel 22:28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Isaiah 48 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord stands forever. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. This is the heritage of the Lord. Whatever I do will prosper, for I am like a tree that is planted by the Lord, has redeemed all of us from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ in every tissue of my body function that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Great is the peace of my children and children's children, for they are taught of the Lord. I have no lack, for my God meets all of my needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. The Spirit of truth comes to me, teaches me all things, and he guides me into all truth. Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance that I come up against, for I ask for the wisdom of God. The peace of God that transcends all understanding guards my heart in my mind, in Christ Jesus. I think on things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. God is on my side. God is with me now. Who can be against me? He has given me everything I need for life and godliness. Therefore, I participate in his divine nature of love.
Glory to God. Thank you so much, Amber. And we thank you, Lord, even as we decree a thing, you said it would be established unto us. And we praise you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. And now as we come, we just thank you that, thank you, Lord, that you said to enter into your gates with thanksgiving, enter into your very courts with praise. And then we have the divine privilege of coming before you to worship you in the beauty of your holiness. And so we come this day to worship you. And we're going to just play a couple of worship songs right now and worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. We give glory and praise and honor to the Lord. Let this time be a time that you will focus upon him, his good and goodness, his tender mercies, his amazing grace, his love, his kindness. Oh, all the goodness that God has been. Just begin to focus on him during this time as we go into worship and into praise. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Let me live, so glad to
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We must tell Jesus. We just worship the Lord this day in the beauty of his holiness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And now we're going to prepare ourselves to worship the Lord today in with our tithes and with our free will offerings, because it is a worship. As we offer, we worship him with our tithes and our free will offering. One of the scriptures in Luke 6:38 says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." In Malachi 3 and verse 8 through 12, it says, "Will a man rob God? But you said, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and free will offerings. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me." The Lord said, "Prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and your fruit shall not yield itself before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts." As we prepare to worship the Lord with our tithes and our free will offerings, there is several ways that you can be able to give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. One is our favorite mode is through the Cash App. We like to do it through the Cash App because we're here in Memphis. And so we like to give through the Cash App, which is $ ESLCCC. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They said you could bring it to the door or mail it. Many of you already who are on there know how to do it the way that I noticed that there's no new people that are there right now, but that we can be able to give and to be able to be a blessing. So however the Lord has you to do it, either set it aside and then prepare to give it and worship the Lord with it. So this is for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and we give glory to God for that. And thank God as we prepare our hearts to give today. And as we do, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as we worship you with our tithes and free will offerings. We thank you, Lord, that we worship you with them. And we thank you, Lord God, we worship you. We thank you that as we give, again, you said you're able to make all grace abound towards us, that we have in all sufficiency may abound unto every good work. As it is written, we've dispersed abroad, we've given to the poor, and our righteousness remaineth forever. Thank you for giving us seed to sow, bread to eat, and multiplying our seed sown in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want to ask Joe, what is the zip code of 63103? The mailing address for the East St. Louis Christian Center Church is 2800 Olive Street. 2800 Olive Street, number 2E. 2800 Olive Street, number 2E. And that's in St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. 63103. And again, the Cash App is $ESLCCC. Glory to God. And then there are ones who just put it under the door. Others mail it. So we thank God for whichever way the Holy Spirit will have you to do it. And we thank God and ask his blessings upon the seed that you sow, and that God would be able to bless you exceeding abundant over and above whatever you could expect, ask, or even think. And that those seeds will come up in the way that you need it the most. Make sure you name your seed as you sow it. Whenever you see a person out in the garden and they're making a garden, they will put packets on a way to mark that area of what kind of seed they're planting, because they have to water it a certain way. They have to tend to it a certain way. And so they usually, my grandmother used to take the seed pack, the empty seed pack, and turn it up on a little bitty stick, so she would know which place what she's planted throughout that garden. And so we learned many years ago about naming our seed. I remember with joy that she had heard the message, "Hey, that's my harvest," where she was instructed by a minister at a conference we were at to always make sure that you name your seed, so that as it begins to come up, you will be able to know that this is for the seeds that I've been planting. And she named her seed for a baby sister. Everywhere she would sow, and so her money, she would put on her envelope, this is for my baby, a baby sister that looks just like me. And when I remember that when Amber was born, and even over the years, there's been certain points where sometimes even with their baby pictures, it's hard for me to be able to tell the difference because both of them were the same weight when they were born. And I thank God for that. So when you begin to give today, name your seed. Name your seed. We name even today as we sow our seed, we name it for healing, health, and wholeness for Pastor Mom. And we thank God for each one of you as you sow your seeds today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we begin to give, remember, some people have a problem sometimes about sowing. Remember, sowing meets our need because God will, he said, as long as the earth remains, there will always be seed time and harvest. And God always works with the seed, no matter how small or no matter how large. Make sure that no matter what, you sow your seeds and name those seeds and look to God to be able to do what he's going to do. And one of the last things, some people will say, well, I sow, but I don't expect anything back. Well, they have a statement. They said, that's ignorance gone to seed. That's ignorance gone to seed because God says, when you sow, expect a harvest. And even if as you give and you say, well, I just let do it as unto the, yes, we do it as unto the Lord. We worship him in obedience to his word. But he wants us to have a harvest so that we can be blessed, to be a blessing unto others. That's why he gives us seed to sow, bread to eat, and then he multiplies our seed sown and increases the fruits of our righteousness. So we thank God for you all and thank God for those who are giving today. And we praise God for each and every one of you. Now, as we prepare to continue on in the service today, we worship the Lord and we thank God that today is called Pentecost Sunday. This is the Pentecost Sunday today. If we can remember that when Jesus was preparing to go back unto the Father to ascend unto heaven, he told the disciples in Luke 24 and verse 49, he said, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. In the Living Bible, that verse says, now I will send the Holy Spirit upon you just as my Father promised. Don't begin telling others yet. Stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the Amplified Bible, it says, and behold, I will send forth upon you what my Father has promised. But remain in the city of Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. And then in Acts 1 and verse 8, it says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Says in the Living Bible, when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you will receive power to testify about me with great effect to the people in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth about my death and resurrection. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I like what the Amplified Bible says, but you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end, the very bounds of the earth. And then on Acts 2:1-4, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. That's 50 days after Easter time or the resurrection time. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It says in the Living Bible about that verse, 7 weeks had gone by since Jesus' death and resurrection. And the day of Pentecost had now arrived. As the believers met together that day, suddenly there was a sound like the roaring of a mighty windstorm in the skies above them, and it filled the house where they were meeting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on their heads. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in languages they didn't know. For the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. That was the one in the Living Bible, out of the Living Bible. They began to speak, and the King James says, they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, we're going to have what we would call tag team day of Pentecost preaching today. And so we want you to take out two or three minutes, and talk about what the day of Pentecost means to you. What is being, and if you're filled, baptized, and filled with the precious Holy Spirit, tell us your Pentecostal experience with the Lord. I'm going to kick it off for a little bit so that you can get a view of how we might do this. When I was a young girl, I used to attend my grandmother's church called Ninth Street Church of God in Christ. This grandmother was my dad's mom. Her name was Elizabeth. She was Pentecostal and was baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. My grandmother told me that the Holy Spirit was a sealer. She explained to me that when you can and preserve fruits and vegetables in those special jars for preserves, that they must be sealed. She asked me, Helen, what would happen if the preserve jars did not have that rubber seal around it when the fruit was preserved? I said that it would probably spoil. I could see in my young mind a jar of preserves that was not properly sealed. There would be black, white, and green-looking sprouts or mold on the top. I was thinking that it was yucky and that I would not want to partake of preserves like that. My grandmother told me that the Holy Spirit is our seal who preserves us. I found that not only is he like a seal of approval when things are notarized, made official, approved, and legalized, but he's also a sealer who will keep, support, preserve us during our Christian walk. In Ephesians 1:12-14, it says that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Ephesians 4:30 says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. As a young lady, I so wanted to be baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. When I was 16 years old, I went to a tent meeting that was being held in the city. They had a special tent for those who wanted to be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. I remember kneeling on the sawdust floor of the tent. There were ones standing around me who laid their hands upon me and my head to receive the Holy Spirit. One lady put her hand on the side of my head and said, let loose. Another lady put her hand on the other side of my head and said, hold on. Another put her hand on the top of my head and said, forget about that man. After a period of time, they told me to get up because they said I did not get it because I did not speak in tongues. I was devastated, but I was hurt because I had not received the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, nor did I speak with other tongues. But then the years went by, and I still desired greatly to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit. And I went to a Christian retreat, San Diego, California. And it was there that I learned that they were talking about how to be baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. And they told me, they said, all I had to do was ask. I said, ask? To be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. I was astounded by this. Could it really be that simple? I had the opportunity to see what the word says in Luke 11. It says, and I say unto you, ask, and it will be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find not, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? And then he said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Lastly, it's the next day when I went back to my home church during the service, my pastor asked if there was anyone who wanted to be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. I raised my hand. The pastor's wife and another minister took me to a back room. They gave me scriptures on how ones were baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. They also showed me scriptures about speaking in other tongues. I praise God for this. I asked to be baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. They laid their hands upon me. I received and was baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. I did speak in other tongues. And during that time, I also had a unique experience in that it seemed as if a blackboard appeared before my eyes. The blackboard did a flip, revealing a clean slate. It was as if my mind was prepared like a clean slate, S-L-A-T-E, being ready to be renewed by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. I worship and praise God for this. So that was my experience of being baptized. And they told us, they said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. They said every day when you go home and just worship the Lord and begin to continue to pray in the Spirit, hallelujah, 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 and pray, continue to pray daily. And so we praise God for that, and we give him glory and praise and honor. Now, you may have your own story and your own experience of being baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. And we're asking, if you press the number one key, press your number one key. And if you press your number one key, we'll open up your line if you want to share your Pentecostal experience today. Is there somebody that would like to share their Pentecostal experience today? If you do, press your number one key. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hold on, my destiny. Better to God. Praise God. We're going to open up the line now for Minister Rachel. And Minister Rachel, are you there, Minister Rachel?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Let the Lord use you. Share your Pentecostal experience with us today. Glory to God on this day of Pentecost.
I was going to read Acts 1 and 2 and 3.
Glory
verse 3.
To God.
Yeah, Acts 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. And I was going to tell you about the time when my son was younger, my oldest son, who is now going to be 21 this year. I'm going to read Acts 2 now. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. I'll read verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I thank God for that, because if they hadn't obeyed and listened and did this exact and then at the right place worshiping God on one accord, we would not be filled today. And I just thank God that they was obedient. And years ago, when my son was little, I surrendered my whole life to the Lord, and he was my second born child. And I knew when the woman of God said, either it was welcome home, I was filled that day and began to just, something happened that day that the people at the service was looking at me strange, stuff that was said from me. And they told me the things that was saying. I was like, they didn't realize it was the Spirit of God in me speaking to them, because I was just newly saved. I gave my life to the Lord, and he filled me. He sealed me that day and told me, welcome home. Like the prodigal son came back to the father. I was there, but now I'm alive in him, and I'm grateful to God for him sealing me and filling me with his Holy Spirit and helping me to love my family. He corrects me. He helps me. He shows me his will. He calls me and gives me strength to forgive, strength to live, and I'm just grateful for it. And I love each and every one of you. And so now this day, I am saved. I am born again, and Jesus is Lord of my life. And I hope one day that God would have me to either see you or Apostle, and I'll be able to be water baptized. I never was water baptized, and I love you all. Bye-bye. God bless.
Oh, glory to God, Minister Rachel. What a wonderful testimony of God's good and goodness in your life and of being baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. We thank God for that. That would be one day an honor to be able to participate in your baptism, and we praise God for that. Hallelujah. Now we have next, who's coming up now, is Minister Joanne, and we're going to open up your line. And remember, if you're listening today and you would like to share your experience, don't be shy. Give glory to God. We overcome by the word of God and by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And so please, let this be the time. Pentecost Sunday comes around once a year. And so this is your time to be able to share your Pentecostal experience. There may be somebody who listens to this broadcast. It might be years from now. And they have wondered, what is the Pentecostal experience? And how each person, how did they receive him? What happened? You know, so if you will, please press the number one key if you want to share your experience about your Pentecostal Sunday. I mean, Pentecostal experience. And again, thank you so much, Minister Rachel. And we've now opened the line up for Minister Joanne. Minister Joanne, are you there? Minister Joanne, unmute if you can. I believe we saw
okay,
that you're number
one. Okay, do you
one.
Hear me now?
I can hear you now, Minister Joanne. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let the Lord lead you.
Good afternoon. Praise the Lord. Okay, my interpretation of the Holy Ghost, I was a ratchet undone. I was not saved. I was going to church, but I had not fully gave my life to Christ. I was a member of a Baptist church for years as a little child, got baptized, didn't understand what the baptism was. But when I grew from glory to glory and how I had the experience of receiving of the gift of the Holy Spirit, I was in Dr. Fred Price down in New York. So he brought us, he asked us, who would like to see the gift of the Holy Spirit? So if you do, raise your hand. So I raised my hand. So he took us, a bunch of us, in the back room, and he said, the lady said, begin to speak. You know, just start talking. Talk. So I heard some little crazy stuff, and I kept my eyes closed the whole time. I don't know why, but I kept my eyes closed the whole time. And then I heard that she, you know, was putting people out. People was acting crazy. And she said, no, that's not it. And then she said, stay for a while. Keep talking. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit came upon me like a dove. So I began to speak in new tongues. And as I spoke, I felt the presence of God around me. I felt the presence of God. The Holy Spirit came down in the natural and surrounded me with my eyes closed, and I felt it around me like clovery tongues, like fire. It was like a fire. It wasn't warm, but it was a good feeling. I could feel the presence of God around me. I could feel the glory of God around me. And as I kept speaking and I kept speaking, and I said, God, is this you? And he said, yes, beloved daughter, this is me. Receive this gift. And from the one there, that four, I received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Trying to get it back from the first time I received it, I never received it like that again. So God be the glory for the things that he has done. I know the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit will guide you to all truth. Today, tomorrow, and forevermore. So I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for the Pentecost, that it was set on fire. As I read Acts 2:38, okay, I'm going to read that scripture. And Peter said to them, repent and let everyone be baptized in the name of the Holy Spirit. Okay? So that's the scripture I'm reading, Acts 2:38. Amen. God bless you and have a blessed day.
Thank you, Minister Joanne. We thank God for your testimony today. The retreat that I went to down in San Diego while I was hearing that we must be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost was with mm-hmm. Pastor Fred Price's church there, too.
Yeah.
And we were a part of our church in Linwood was a part of the church in the association with Pastor Fred Price, and I've often attended his church and many times, and took people there. Also, some of my young people from our church, when they got older, we went to a conference there where Pastor Creflo Dollar was ministering. This is many years later, and I took all my young people there, and they were, many of them were baptized, right? Well, all of them were baptized. I was going to take them to the young people from our church. I was going to take them to Denny's after the service. So we'd all moved to the back of the church. And then I was thanking God that they said they wanted, all of them said they wanted to be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. So I thank God for that. And thank God for your testimony. In Acts 2 and verse 38, it says that verse that you read, I don't know if we have it all. In Acts 2 and verse 38. And if I mention while I'm doing that, sometimes we say the same thing that somebody might be getting ready to say, but just know it's a confirmation. Uh-huh. It's just a confirmation, right, of some things, because sometimes we wonder, sometimes when we say the same thing, and I praise God. I love that verse that you read. It says in Acts 2:38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And what I love about that verse, Minister Joanne, is that the Holy Spirit, he's called a gift. And when we have a gift, we must receive the gift. We must receive that gift that God gives us. And so we thank you. I thank God that you received him, and I give you praise. Give God praise and glory and honor for what he did in your life. So thank you, Minister Joanne. And now we'll go to Amber now, and she's going to share her Pentecostal experience. Amber, are you on the line?
Yes.
All right. Let the Lord lead you.
Yes. I have a scripture from 1 Corinthians 14:15. It says, then what am I to do? I will pray with my spirit by the Holy Spirit that is within me, but I will also pray intelligently with my mind and understanding. I will sing with my spirit by the Holy Spirit that is within me, but I will sing intelligently with my mind and understanding also. And that is 1 Corinthians 14:15. What I have to say, I'm going to get to my story, but I just want to say that God calls us to pray, and that is our joy. Sometimes when we talk to God, we don't know exactly what to say. And when we pray, we want to pray in the best way. So when we speak in tongues and the Holy Spirit comes upon us, it's just if there's a difference that transcends words that we need to communicate to God and to get out and as a release. And in English, words just don't do that sometimes. You just can't do that. So when it comes to a prayer release, or at least that you know that God hears. And since I'm a private person, I love knowing that the devil doesn't understand when I speak in tongues. And that gives me so much comfort and keep on doing so that I know he doesn't understand. And when the Holy Spirit's through me and my spirit understands, it gives me so much strength. And I feel the strength of God. And I will never forget, as you mentioned, the story about all of us and the church members going to the special church revival. And it was just a group of us, and we were having so much fun just enjoying the word. And we were so hungry after the service, but we all made decisions. It was just like a unanimous decision. We were like, no, we want to go receive the Holy Spirit. We want to be prayed for. And he was like, okay, then. So we all got our backpacks and all everything, and we went down there to where everyone was praying at. And I remember this one of the other members of the church, and he's no longer with us, but I remember that he was being prayed for first. So I had my eyes closed, and I was waiting to be prayed for, but I squinted from the side of my eye to see what was going on, and someone was praying with him, and he was speaking in tongues, and I will never forget that. And I believe that that really made a wonderful impact in his life. And then I was prayed for, and I always wanted to pray in tongues, so I was excited. And to receive the Holy Spirit, it was the best thing ever. And I started off with little prayers. Like, I would speak in tongues little bit by little bit, and I would practice in my room because I would hear when you pray, I was like, Lord, I want to pray like my mom. He was like, just take it slow. It's all right. It's all right. And so then I just, knowing that the devil couldn't understand what I'm saying, I really love that. And so I would just start speaking in tongues, and more over the years, God expanded it. And I truly thank God for him, and I thank God for you taking us to that meeting. And for this Pentecost Sunday, I just pray that everyone gets in tune with the Holy Spirit and know that he's always with us, and it's never too late to speak in tongues and to pray in tongues. And when you don't know what to say in English, just know that when you speak in tongues, God hears you, and more, and it will super exceed anything you would say in the normal language. So thank you so much.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Amber, so much for sharing your Pentecostal day experience, your day with the precious Holy Spirit, your Pentecostal experience. And I praise God for you. I see that we were looking to see on the board to see if anybody else had pressed your number one key. You still have an opportunity to press your number one key if you want to share your experience with the precious Holy Spirit. One of the things as we begin to close off today, do we have one? Oh, great. We have another that pushed your number one key, 314-295. We're opening up your line.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thanks. I love you all. And, of course,
Voice,
I live over here where.
May I ask who it is? Who is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not a secret. Horton Andy over at Heritage House.
Oh, glory to God. God bless you, Miss Annie. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Well, good,
all right.
Yeah, good morning, afternoon, night, and forever. And I thank the Lord for Pastor. I'm so tired of having so many things coming on at the same time. And
McCoy.
I'm
Pastor McCoy.
But it's my time. If the Lord wouldn't have woke me up, I wouldn't be here right now. But I thank and praise the Lord. One of the saints lady asked me at my church on, she's from Greater Grace. And she say, now let me know by Saturday if you want me to pick you up at 7:15 in the morning on Sunday to go to the early service. Because I gave my car away. Because we got a pandemic and my granddaughter's working for the, with all the nursing home, hospital, and all River Road. And make it short, I'm old, but God is still on the throne. He still loves us all. And Jesus died and paid the sin debt for all humanity. And we as Christians, we want people to know God ain't throwed nobody away. But he wants you to recognize him, and he will recognize you. God bless Pastor Mom. I didn't know that she was going back out, but I'm praying with that, and I'm praying for Barbara. I call her Barbara because she lived here with me, but she's Pastor Barbara Kinsey. I give honor to whom honor is due. And all of you saints are doing your part that God have given you to do. We all don't have to do what everybody else is doing just to see who's the tallest or the shortest, all that. But all of you are sweet in your soul, and I thank you. And I got up this morning at 5:30. I went to sleep and you were saying, what about the 2:05? I said, it might be me. But I thank you all, and I always remember Barbara and all of you. Pray for each other. God wants us to love one another and care about each other, and I will do just that.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you so much, even now, Sister Annie. We just always love to hear your voice and always love to hear your input in Jesus' name.
But I love the whole family of Pastor Mom. You know that, don't you? Because Pastor Mom knows she's blessed and much blessed.
Amen. And so are you.
Over here. I try to hear them.
And so are you. You're just blessed. We always love to hear as you share. And thank you for sharing today. We give God glory and praise and honor for you in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Thank you. Thank
now we're looking to see if there are any. All right. So we have we thank God. And as we begin, and I'm going to just to share a little bit more. Thank you so much, Sister Annie. And I'm going to share just a little bit more about the precious Holy Spirit as we close today. Because, you know, we said that, you know, that Jesus talked about the promise, that the Holy Spirit is called the promise that he would send from the Father. In fact, he told us it was for our benefit or expedient for us that he goes away. Jesus said it. He said, for if he does not go away, then the precious Holy Spirit would not come unto us. But then he said, when he has come. And the precious Holy Spirit is called a he. He's not called a it. He's called a he. And so we know that he is a gift. And remember now, when you get a gift, there are times that people have given me things or given me gifts that I don't know how to work. One of my sons, around Christmas time, he gave me a phone. I didn't know how to work it. I didn't know what to do, so I had to learn. They even have sites on YouTube that teach you how to work your phone. If you get a phone, to know how to work it. I can remember when they changed from phones that you have to press the buttons to use, and then you have to start with the touch ones. And just looked like I couldn't get the hang of that. I just couldn't get the hang of using that touch tone phone at the beginning. It's very simple now, but at that time, I just couldn't get the hang of it. And so they got me a little tiny little phone, touch tone phone at first. It was very inexpensive, a little tiny one. And when they had let me use it for several months, then they moved me on and took away my phone that was like a one of the flip top phones and that you had to push the buttons. They took that away from me, and then allowed me to my children did, and then allowed me to go on and use the touch tone phone. Well, where the precious Holy Spirit is concerned, there so seems to be, and it was for me a long time ago. Over 40 years ago. In fact, yesterday was my 43rd anniversary of being baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit. Celebrate that time, 43 years ago. Now, I had received Jesus back in 1958, but it wasn't until 20 years later when I got baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost that I really began to go forward in the things of God, because I was an alcoholic between that time. I would get up drinking, go to bed at night, drinking. My son was saying how I always used to love wine margaritas a long time ago, and I would put glasses in the freezer with ice around the rim and get up and drink that. And then my husband, Joe, he would get on his knees and just pray for me. He would just pray for me. And so I had the Lord, but I knew that I believed in Jesus, but I didn't have the power that I needed to be kept during that time. That's why we've got to know that the Holy Spirit is called a sealer. He's a keeper. He's able to keep us from falling, to present us faultless before the presence of God's glory with exceeding joy through Jesus Christ, because he's the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And so one of the things that I was just so grateful for was to be able to come to know who the Holy Spirit is and what he will do for you. Remember, we're talking about he's a gift. One of the things that I wanted to share very quickly, let me do this. It might sound like I'm kind of stumbling a little bit, but just bear with me just for a minute. Where he talks about, it's a couple of places in the Bible where he talks about how he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh, pour out of his spirit on all flesh. And it started, it showed in Joel, it began in Joel 2 in verse 28, and he says, and afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people, not just some people. And that's something that you really must think about. God said, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my men servants and maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I want you to know on this day of Pentecost that God wanted to pour out of his spirit on all flesh. We find this again in Acts 2 and verse 17. In Acts 2 and verse 17, it says, in the last days, and that's what we are now in these last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people,
not just some people, but all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my men servants and maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. The reason I'm talking about that you're part of the spirit, I can remember when the Lord had told me that I wasn't to go on a secular job again, that I was to go into full-time ministry. But I was still determined to go and go back and get a job and go and get and work on a job. And I remember I went into a place one time, and God really showed me how he will pour out his spirit on all flesh. You know, God will use whoever he will to reach you, whether it be a child or some people that we might consider least likely. And I went in that job, and as I was applying for the job, there was a lady, and I had not seen anybody with this. She had was smoking a cigarette, and the cigarette was on a long holder, the one where they used to take the cigarette and put the cigarette on the end of a whole holder, and you would smoke through the holder. It was just like a long thing. Smoke through the cigarette holder, and then she was sitting there, sitting back, and she was the HR person, the human resources person, and she was sitting there smoking her cigarette, and with that elegant leaping between fingers smoking, and she looked at me, she said, "You know you're not supposed to be here." She said, "You know that you're not supposed to be here." I looked at that lady. I said, "Oh my goodness." And he will even use what may consider the least likely to minister unto us. So in the last days, I want you to go back and study that verse, Acts 2:17. And so in the last days, God, I will pour out spirit on all people, sons and daughters, and upon old men, and upon men servants and maid servants, a spirit in those days, prophesy. Then when we talk about a gift and knowing what a gift is, I want to take a few moments and just share with you about the gift of the Holy Spirit. He is a gift. In Acts 2:38, we read that he said, "You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." He told them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of their sins, and they shall receive the gift. Here again, specifically, he calls the Holy Spirit a gift. A gift who must be received. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when you have a gift, again, we got to know how to use it. I was on the newlywed game. My husband Joe and I, we were on the newlywed game over 40-some years ago. And when we got on the newlywed game, they gave us a food processor. Well, over 40-some years ago, I didn't even know what a food processor was. I'd never even seen a food processor before, but they gave us a big one. It was not a little baby one. It was a big food processor. And so we got many gifts from being on the newlywed game. And when I was looking, I just had to let it sit because I didn't know how to use it. Even though I was reading the instructions, I didn't know how to use that food processor. I didn't know that it had to have a lock into position and lock it in, to lock it in, and then it would begin to chop up and grind the food and process the food. Until one day, after we had it a long time, but didn't know how to use it, and somebody came over, and we were able to learn how to use that food processor. Oh, what a great blessing that was, because at Christmas and Thanksgiving, we could cut up those celery and the things that needed to be cut up for potato salad and for dressing and to be able to use that. And that was such a great blessing. One more, too. I've always wanted to have a dishwasher. And in California, when I lived in California for over 30-some years in Los Angeles, we washed dishes. And I was just looking for the day that I would one day have me a dishwasher, you know. And so we moved to Memphis, Tennessee, and we moved into a townhome that has a dishwasher, but we never did use it. 1 year went by, we didn't use it. 2 years went by, we didn't use it because I didn't know how to use it. I didn't know what to load it, how to load it up. I didn't know what kind of stuff you put it in to make it work. So that dishwasher just sat there. It just literally sat there until one day, I believe it might have been my sister that came by. My sister came and spent some time with us, Apostle, and she began to show us how to use the dishwasher. And sure enough, we learned how to use the dishwasher. It's been right now 9 years, and we've had 7 years of using that dishwasher. Well, you know, sometimes we look and when we think about certain things that we don't know how to use, we don't know how to use. I mean, maybe you might think about something that you got one time in your life, a gift, but you didn't know how to use the gift. Well, that's what we want to think about with the precious Holy Spirit. He is a gift. And so we know, first of all, he must be received. He must be received. There are three scriptural ways that the Word of God talks about how to receive the Holy Spirit. One is by asking. He said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? He didn't say we had to beg for him. He said all we had to do was ask. Then the second way to receive the Holy Spirit was by the laying on of hands. In Acts 8:17, it says, then they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. They laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. So through the laying on of hands. In Acts 19, when Paul was traveling, he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we have not even heard as much whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is, on Jesus Christ. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And then the third way, remember the first way we saw was by asking. The second way, that was in Luke 11 and verse 13, the second way to receive the Holy Spirit was by the laying on of hands. Third way is called the sovereign, S-O-V, V's in victory, E-R-E-I-G-N, our pouring of the Holy Spirit. That means that it's really that it's you don't tell God how to do it. Some people received the Holy Spirit, didn't have hands laid on them. Neither did they ask to receive the precious Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit was sovereignly outpoured on them. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. And also in Acts 10 and verse 44, it says, while Peter yet spake, Acts 10 and verse 44, while Peter yet spake these words, the word was being preached. And the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. The Holy Ghost fell on them when they heard the word of God. And so we see that the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the Gentiles sovereignly by God. So now we have where how do we receive him? So we've seen by asking, by having hands laid on us, or by the sovereign outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But now let's get back to him being a gift and who must be received. So I want to tell you just a few minutes, and we're going to be through. I want to tell you a few things about this gift. When you receive the gift, to be able to know about the operations and what's available to you by the Holy Spirit. One of the scriptures that I love is in Zechariah 12 and verse 10, as it was talking about the pouring out of the Holy Ghost in Acts, Zechariah 12 and verse 10, it says, then I will pour out on the house of David and on the people of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and prayer. And they will look on me, the one they have pierced. They will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son. In the King James Bible, it says that he would pour out upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. This gift that we are receiving is the spirit of God. He is the spirit of grace. The spirit, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of grace. He's the spirit of every earthly blessing, of favor, and of special ability for what we need to do. So if when you don't know what to do, the Word of God says in Acts that we can come boldly to the throne. I'm sorry, in Hebrews, we can come boldly to the throne of grace to receive God's mercy, his love, his kindness, his fidelity, and faithfulness. And then we can receive grace to help in time of need. The spirit of grace in the Bible, if you look in Exodus, in the Bible, when God wanted something done, he told Moses the pattern of what he wanted to do, but he began to get people who would come, and the spirit of God was upon them. One was, I think it was Bezaleel, where God, the Spirit of God of grace was upon him. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit moved upon him to show him how to make everything in the temple. I'm a living witness of this. God said that the Holy Spirit moved upon people. That's why to write the books of the Bible, to move, to write the word. Some people say that the Bible was written by white people, and it's a white man's Bible. I beg to differ, because I know that the Holy Spirit moved upon the hearts of men and women. That's how he could keep things intact. That's how God could keep things intact, by his precious Holy Spirit. And he moves upon people to do what they're called to do. Somebody may say, well, I don't know how to do this. Well, I mean, what's new about that? That you might not know how to do what you need to do. But God says, I have the Spirit of grace. I give you every earthly blessing. I give you my blessing. Everything you're going to need, I'm going to give it to you. The Spirit of grace, the Spirit of every earthly blessing, the Spirit of favor. You need favor? He said the Spirit of favor. And then the Spirit of special endowment or ability for what you're called to do. Just like today, I mean, what the apostle does in having the service online, and what apostle does with all the services that God uses it to, I mean, I look and I see the grace of God upon her. I see it. I see God's grace upon her. So I had to rely today on God for his grace. Lord, give me grace. That's what you ask. And in fact, we're going to do a very quickly what they call a Marilyn Hickey. Put your hand on your heart if you're listening to this. Put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, give me grace. Give me grace for what you call me to do. Spirit of precious Holy Spirit, move upon me and give me the ability to do what I'm called to do. Give me the endowment for what I'm called to do. Give me the favor for what I'm called to do. Give me the provision for what I'm called to do. In Jesus' name. So this, he's called the Spirit of grace and supplication. That's an important part of this gift. The Spirit of grace and supplication. That's what the Holy Spirit, Zechariah 12 and verse 10, study that out. Zechariah 12 and verse 10. And then we find out, and if we go through the Bible, in Genesis 1, 1 through 3, the precious Holy Spirit is called the building agent. He's the builder. You know, when my children were coming up, they had a cartoon called Bob the Builder. He can build it. Bob the Builder, yes, he can. That was a thing with the children back then. Well, the Holy Spirit is the builder. He's the building agent. He's the one that hovers over us. And over, as on the day when the earth was made, he was hovering and brooding and fluttering and moving over the deep. All the chaos. It was just a muck of chaos and disorder that was going on. The world was not framed, but he was waiting on one thing, for the word to be spoken. And when we speak in line with God in his word, this is your gift now, the gift of the Holy Spirit, what he will do for us, what he will do for us. The word of God says that he moves and hovers waiting on one thing, for the word to be spoken. And when you begin to say, let there be, we say over Pastor Mom today, let there be healing, let there be wholeness, let there be soundness, let there be no pain, let there be no comfort, let there be grace upon every nurse, doctor, and technician that comes in contact with Pastor Mom this day in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus. So he's a building constructor. He's a building agent, the constructor who will construct and build the word. He's just hovering over us, and now he's in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. He'll hover over us and in us to build and construct the word of God as we speak it forth over our situation. Again, let's do another. Marilyn Hickey, put your hand on your heart and said, precious Holy Spirit, I give you something to work with as a building constructor. In Jesus' name. Then you said, let there be healing in my body. Let there be wholeness. Let there be soundness in my body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let there be even now prosperity, plenty, more than enough. Let me be blessed to be a blessing unto others. Let me be delivered from every bondage, every habit. Let me be protected as I go in and come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. So he's a building constructor, but he's also called the conception and the birthing agent. He's called, now let me say that again. He's the one that's called the conception and the birthing agent, the precious Holy Spirit is. He's the one that came upon Mary and overshadowed her, that the Holy One that was born of her, who is Jesus Christ, would be birthed forth. And all Mary needed to do was one thing. Mary needed to say, be it unto me according to your word. When it says the Holy Spirit is going to overshadow you, and that holy thing, when I looked at the word thing, it says that holy word that shall come forth from you in Luke 1:35 shall be called the Son of God. And so when she said, be it unto me according to the word, she gave permission for the Holy Spirit to do what he was going to do in order to birth forth Jesus into the world. In John 6 and verse 63, he's called the quickening agent who makes ones alive in Christ Jesus. In John 14, 17, and if I go quickly, know this is being taped so you can go back and get it. In John 14, 17, it says, in John 14, 16, he's the comforter, the counselor, who will abide with us forever. This is the gift of the Holy Spirit, who he is. Who is he? I said, when he, that's why I didn't call him, when it, the Spirit of Truth, is come. I said, when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come. In John 14, 17, he's called the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because they don't know him. They don't see him, neither do they know him, the word says. But they say, you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. That's John 14, 17. He's called the Spirit of Truth. And then he's called the Comforter, the Counselor, again, who will abide with us forever. He's called the Advocate, John 14, 26, sent by the Father. He'll fight your case and your battle for you. He'll show you what to do and how to do and what to say. He is the teacher of all things in John 14, 26. John 14, 26 says, he'll bring all things to our remembrance, what Jesus says unto us. John 15, 26 says, he testifies of Jesus Christ, what he's seen and what he's heard of him. John 16, verse 7 through 11 says, he will convict and convince, persuade, reprove, rebuke, refute, expose the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Many times I pray and I often say, precious Holy Spirit, bring great conviction. See, sometimes we can talk to people and our words, they don't want to hear what we may have to say. But God will send specially prepared anointed laborers into people's lives that they'll hear. There is somebody they'll hear and listen to. There is somebody. And the precious Holy Spirit specializes in convicting and convincing ones of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. He'll begin to convict them. I'm going on. We're almost finished now. In John 16, 13, the precious Holy Spirit will guide you and guide us into all truth. John 16, 13 says he'll show us things to come. John 16 and verse 14 says he will glorify, exalt, honor, praise, and worship Jesus. Oh, nobody can worship Jesus like the precious Holy Spirit through us. Acts 1:8 says he gives us power. That means the power, the my ability to witness, serve, and love. If you open your mouth when you let the Holy Spirit do, he'll fill it and give you what to say, how to say, when to say it. Romans 5:5 says that he sheds love abroad in our hearts. Or he'll help us to even love the unlovely. You can't. Now, one of the things that's so very important, and listen to me as we get to this last little part, and we're going to close. There are people that say the identifying factor of being baptized with the Holy Spirit is to speak with other tongues. It's important to speak with other tongues because other tongues is a tool. We won't go into that today, and I could go into why speaking in tongues is so important and what the purpose of speaking in tongues is. But it's so important because we speak mysteries to God. We intercede. He knows how to intercede through us. Econ, da da da, whole that I buy, see, with in other tongues. But the identifying force that you can tell whether you're really, really with the Lord and baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will shed love abroad in our hearts. So we can do all everything else and do give. We can work in the church. We can give and be nice to people. But if there's no love, we're just like a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And the word of God says that the Holy Spirit will shed love abroad in our heart. That's an identifying force. We're going to know by your love. God says you're going to know, all men will know you're my disciples by your love one for another. We can't be mean as junkyard dogs. Mean as junkyard dogs. And you say you got Jesus on the inside of you. If we have no love in our hearts, we say we've got Jesus and his precious Holy Spirit on the inside of us. This gift of the Holy Spirit, he will shed love abroad in your heart, and he'll help you to love the unlovely. There was a person that wrote me on my ministry page last night, and she said that there was a minister that she had went back to talk to that minister because she had offended the minister, and she asked the minister to forgive her, she says, but the minister refused to and continued to reject her. But then as we continue to talk back and forth in this situation, then I begin to see bitterness in her. I saw great bitterness. Oh, bitterness, bitterness, bitterness. See, as an act, the Holy Spirit will begin to tell you to be able to release our love and forgiveness as an act of your will and obedience to the word of God. We got to let go of that. Say, I let go of all bitterness. I get let go of all anger, all rage. I release our love and forgiveness as an act of my will and obedience to the word of God, because we've got to understand God has forgiven us of much, and we must also forgive other people. And it's important on this day of Pentecost to know that one of the identifying signs of being baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost is that love is shed abroad in your heart, and love is shed abroad in our heart, that we'll be having that love of God, that true love of God that's not going to hold on to bitterness, not going to hold on to, even though somebody may reject you, hurt you, may say some things, but let it go. Let it go. If you, I, you get a chance, read in Psalm, I'm sorry, in Matthew, I believe it's Matthew, the 18th chapter. I want to make sure that I said it right. I don't want to say it wrong. But he said that if we must forgive. And forgiveness is so very important. And then the word of God says in Ephesians 1 and verse 13, he fills us. So I'm talking, we're talking right now on this day of Pentecost of the Holy Spirit, who he is and what he will do for us. And we're learning what this gift is about. What is he? He's a gift. He's the promise of God. He's the gift of God. But we got to know what that gift will do. That he's the building agent. He's the conception and the birthing agent. He's the quickening spirit who makes us alive in Christ. He's the comforter, a counselor, the spirit of truth, the comforter, the advocate, the teacher. He'll bring all things to our remembrance. He's the one that glorifies and honors and testifies of Jesus. He convinces the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. He guides us into all truth. He shows us things to come. He glorifies and exalts and honors and praises and worships Jesus. He gives us power, might, ability, and to witness, to serve, and to love. He sheds love abroad in our hearts. And then Ephesians 1:13 says he seals us. Because nobody can keep you like the Holy Spirit can. He's a keeper. He not only seals us in making us official before God, but he also will keep you if you want to be kept. He will keep you. Some people say it's easy to sin. It's not. The Holy Spirit will put all kinds of blocks and things before you in order for you to be kept in God. And then Romans 8:16 says he bears witness that we're the children of God. When sometimes the enemy will come and tell you, you're not saved. You're not saved. You think you're saved, but the Holy Spirit will bear witness. Oh, yes, you're God's child. The word says in John 1:12, as many as have received him, to them have he given the right to become sons and daughters of God. He'll bear witness of that. And then Romans 8:26 says he helps us in our weak areas and in our infirmities. Oh, he's such a great helper. The precious Holy Spirit is. He will help you. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. He'll just help you. And then Romans 8:27 says he prays and makes intercession for us according to God's will. I love that I have such a large prayer list over the years and prayer book that I pray for people. I gather names. Even when I watch television, the Holy Spirit will have me, if I'm watching House Hunter International, he'll help me get the names of the people and the realtor and House Hunter's regular. And I pray for the cast and the crew of every television show and the cast and the crew of those that make the movies and plays and all those kind of things. Or I go out and I'm out shopping at Walmart, and God, by his Spirit, will have me begin to intercede and to pray for the owners of each Walmart and of the employees that are in there and the customers, past, present, and future, their family, their friends. And he'll just begin to have me to intercede. He begins to teach me how to pray as I go in and as I come out. Oh, the Holy Spirit will help you. He'll help you. He prays and makes intercession through us and for us and for others. And then also in Revelation, the last one I have on here now, and then I'll close, is in Revelations 22:17. It says he's the solicitor. He's the one who invites and calls ones to Christ Jesus. He's the one that will solicit and call ones. He's drawing ones. That's why Paul and they had an argument about Paul was greater, Apollos in the Bible was greater, and he said that one will plant, one will water, but it is God himself that gives the increase. Only God can give the increase. We're just to be available to the precious Holy Spirit to minister through us and to us. And so as we begin to close today, that's a good point to be, because now the precious Holy Spirit wants to be able to solicit one, to invite one, and call one to Jesus Christ. So if you're listening today and you've never given your heart and life to Jesus Christ, or you might want to rededicate your life as I did. I gave my heart and life. I got baptized when I was in 1958. And I received Jesus Christ, but I fell away all through the years, didn't just go closer to him, because he said if we continue in his word, we're his disciples indeed, and we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. But it wasn't until 1978, 20 years later, that I really got close to the Lord. So you might want to do like I did, rededicate your life to the Lord, or you may want to give your life to the Lord for the first time. In Romans 10, 9, and 10, it says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and we believe in our heart God has raised him from the dead, we would be saved. We would be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. Romans 10, verse 13 says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We're calling upon the Lord. We're looking unto him. You know, in John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God, he so loved you. He didn't just love you. They could have said, for God loved the world. But it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever. And that's why I said it's not just some people say a white man's Bible, because if it had been a white man's Bible, it would have said, for if the white man would give his belief. But it said, for whosoever. That means it's for anybody and everybody. For whosoever believeth in Jesus would not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might have life through him. So he wants us to believe on him. And confession is so important, because he said, if you confess me before men, Jesus said, I will confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. But if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father, which is in heaven. Another place says, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before the angels. If you deny me before men, I'll deny you before the angels. Oh, my, that's so wonderful, because Christianity has been called the great confession. You just can't say, well, I believe in my heart. No, you're going to have to say something. You're going to have to say something. Glory to God. So if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart God raised him from the dead, we would be saved. We would have eternal, everlasting life. So I want you to pray if you're listening today and you want to make sure that you're saved. Because, see, sometimes we can sit in church. And I sat in church many years and could never, ever remember saying and confessing out of my mouth, Jesus. I could never remember that. I just couldn't remember. I was in church. It's like standing, you know, if you stand in a garage, and you can stand in a garage all your life and you never become a car, you're not a car. So we want to make sure. Let's make sure. We're going to have some surety today. We want to make sure that we're saved. So I want you to repeat after me, please. Lord Jesus. That's right. Say, Lord Jesus, this day I ask you to come into my heart, to come into my life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I do believe that God raised you from the dead. This day, I repent of all my sins. I have a change of heart. I have a change of mind. I no longer want to go my own way, the world's way, the devil's way. Lord, I want to go your way. This day, Lord, as we celebrate Pentecost Sunday, I ask you to baptize me and fill me to overflowing with your Holy Spirit and with power, so that I may be kept, that I may be sealed, that I may go forward in you, that I may have power to witness, to serve, and to love. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for shedding love abroad in my heart. And Lord, I thank you now for saving me and filling me with your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me today, according to Acts 20 and verse 32, you prayed that prayer with me, I commit and commend you to God today and to the word of his grace that is able to keep God, defend, and preserve you in Jesus' name. So we thank God for today. We thank God for the word that we shared. I pray that it might be able to be a blessing to your heart about the precious Holy Spirit. And may you remember today that today is considered the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus was crucified after on the cross on Resurrection Day. I thank God for each one of you today. And now as we prepare our hearts now to be able to close off in this service today, again, we thank God for Pastor Mom's healing, health, and wholeness. We thank God for Apostle and for all that the Lord does through her and Pastor Catherine. We thank God for Apostle Kizzy, the host of this program. We thank God for how the Holy Spirit uses her. And we thank God and give glory to God. Next, this coming up week on Friday, is May the 28th, and that will be Apostle Kizzy's birthday. So you might keep that in mind, those of you who want to be blessed to be a blessing under her. Remember that her birthday is this coming up Friday on May the 28th. Glory to God. By the goodness of God, we've already got our gift on the way to St. Louis in Jesus' name. And we thank God for the woman of God, precious woman of God. And we thank God. And then about a week after that, on June 5th, will be Pastor Catherine's birthday. So we thank God for both of them, and thank God for Pastor Mom, and we love each one of you all. As we prepare to close today, we're going to ask for Amber, if she will come back on the line today, and if she will lead us in the Lord's Prayer and in the closing prayer and the benediction in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay, glory to God. And we say thank God for each one of you, and we give glory to God for each and every one of you. As Mom, I'm a, as I close off, Amber, before we do that, I'll say a prayer really quickly, as Pastor Mom does. We thank God for watching between us as we're absent one for another, from another. We ask God, thank God for holding each one of you all in the very hollow of his hand and keeping you in Jesus' name. Now, Amber, I yield to you that you may have the closing prayer and the benediction.
Yes. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And may you all raise your right hand, please. Now to him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of the glory with exceeding joy. To only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may now be dismissed.